This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. Dr. Dahlia Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. I am definitely looking rattier and rattier. Sorry you guys have to look at this. It's a mess, but, you know, it's how I be. So, you know, this has been a complete cluster, all right, when it comes to the stimulus money and the who got the money and how it was planned, and was $349 billion enough? When I heard that number, I was like, well, that's just a drop in the bucket. You know, if you're going to offer up to $100,000, right, per business, there's, what, millions of businesses out there. The math just, it just didn't add up. And the stimulus money, as a part of the CARES Act, there were a lot of rules and regulations on who got the money and why they got the money, and how it was supposed to be for payroll, so people would still be able to keep their jobs. But the design of it was not, I believe, as well thought out. Because, again, there wasn't a lot of time. This is the problem. And mind you, look, I might, you know, lean more right on issues of Obamacare and things like that, or left on some social issues, but I am going to call it every time I see an administration do something too quick. Whenever you make a move too quick, we see where the lack of preparation, you know, makes that move a little successful. So, one of the headlines today, and I'm kind of mixed on this, and I want to hear from you guys, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, is the Shake Shack is returning $10 million government loan that it got, as it's not considered a small business. Now, I thought any business that was employing Americans got to apply for this. I understand Small Business Association, but if you have a franchise, if you have, you know, places that aren't, you know, Google or Amazon, and you have to pay employees, if you have a company that's going to have to furlough a lot of people, you are able to access the stimulus money. So Shake Shack apparently got a lot of criticism for taking money and is giving it back. Ruth Chris, I guess, has been given some criticism, too, and we don't know if they're giving the money back. Taco Cabana, they have not said if they're going to keep the money or not. And I look at this as very on this, because you can't give money, then force or browbeat somebody to give it back. What do you think is going to happen with the employees? What do you think is going to happen to the business? Now, the reason why they were being critiqued is because apparently in 2018, they made, gosh, how many millions in profit? 2018. All right? So they had a good year, which means they should have some coffers. They should have some treasure chest of money to tap in on. But see, Trump gets business, and he knows that these people weren't going to do that. That money might have already been spent. So we have somebody who kind of knows money and knows business and knows what business people think. I mean, I got to be honest, too. You know, we have employees. We have businesses. When this all happened and we had to shut down, you know, we were thinking, do we just close up shop? I mean, and when they said, no, we're going to give you money, it caused us to rethink selling our investments or getting out of our investments. Because I'm like, oh, okay, so it looks like we will still be able to open. I mean, because we're going to take a loss. We're going to take a huge loss staying open, you know, during these social distancing and wearing masks and only allowing a couple people into the business. Whatever rules they come up with to allow us to open up, we're all going to be operating at a loss. And the average business person, a good business person, will never operate at a loss. You might as well call it quits. So the reason why the stimulus money was put out there is so that people wouldn't call it quits, and people would hopefully reopen when we were allowed to reopen, and then pay staff, etc. So the question lies, do companies that have made money, should they give the money back because there's companies out there that didn't get money? Well, all right. Now here's a question. Well, if Shake Shack employs how many hundreds of thousands of employees, right, or Ruth Chris or whatever, would that do better for the economy, them still keeping their money? Or do we have, and nobody's telling us the number, do we have millions of small businesses where the money ran out and they can't even, you know, tap in on it, and they're planning to close? You can't promise that you're going to give everybody a whole lot of money and then the money run out. You need to calculate it better. Now, mind you, not everybody got $100,000. You were allowed to apply for up to $100,000. Most people didn't get that, which makes sense. And it looks like the way the banks did this was pretty well choreographed. They looked at payroll, 2.5 times payroll, and then they decided what every company would need. But they don't understand that the majority of your expenses isn't always, you know, payroll. You could also have high rent. You could have, high insurance. There's a whole other, aspect to business that I think they kind of couldn't take into account. But remember, the main goal of this was to keep people working. So I don't know what the answer is, if you should only be a business that clears, let's say, $200,000 a year or under $1 million a year to be able to get the money. Because we want to employ as many Americans as possible. So Neiman Marcus is filing for bankruptcy, furloughing 14,000 employees. Neiman Marcus, I didn't go to a lot because they were kind of expensive. They were like the fancy dresses, and I don't dress fancy. Okay, I'm more Ross and, you know, la 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 la, TJ Maxx, that's more me. Okay, because if I could sing the logo, you know, come see the softer side of Sears, I'll go to that store. If there's no jingle or logo that's kind of fun to say, I don't go there. So I don't really know what the whole Neiman Marcus thing was. But Neiman Marcus was kind of expensive. So that's a big company. That's a company that probably made a crap load of money in 2018, but they went under. And now you lose 14,000 employees. So I'm not sure what the answer is, and I guess the government is still kind of dinking around on, you know, putting more money out there. 1-877-DOCDALY, 1-877-DOCDALY. We want to hear from you, 1-877-DOCDALY.
Hello, I'm a bald person. Which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not so convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. www.dedoctorsdontlie.com immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to GCN. That is Genesis Communications Network. I'm sorry. You see, this is what happens. You don't know one day from the next. Okay? You pull a Biden. Sorry. Big thanks to Daniel, who's working the dials, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. We're taking your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOCDAHLIA, one of which is, what do I think is going on with Biden? So apparently, Joe Biden had an interview with Sanjay Gupta, and, oh gosh, he's the son of Gloria Vanderbilt, Anderson Cooper. And he was, you know, trying to talk about, you know, FDR's approach to the government and economy and things like that. And he stumbled over words, like I've stumbled over words. And it, It was, unfortunately, though, one of many other blunders that he's had. And so people are asking if he has dementia, if he has, you know, something that we would call Broca's aphasia, where if you had a stroke, you would have issues being able to convey words, you know. Aphasia is where you have difficulty carrying out the word. Sometimes you could think of the word perfectly, but it doesn't come out the mouth. That'd be Broca's aphasia. Sometimes you just can't think of the word, which I think Wernicke's aphasia, or you can't think of the word to begin with. All right? But sometimes you just have brain farts. I mean, you know, we do have brain farts. And so, you know, I am not going to diagnose Joe Biden based on, you know, what I'm seen in interviews and little snippets. But it is concerning that he starts to ramble about things that don't make a lot of sense. And that could be a sign of, you know, some cognitive issues. That doesn't mean he's, you know, has, you know, dementia. I mean, if I'm overwhelmed and I haven't slept and, you know, I've been on a lockdown for how long and I'm not getting my carbs and who knows, you know, you're not going to think clearly all the time, you know, but being, you know, he's in his 70s. He's done this many times before, even when he wasn't running for office. It is concerning. So, you know, I'm not going to, you know, discuss that today. I think that's going to be a conversation that I want to discuss maybe closer to the election because, you know, they're talking about, you know, bringing Michelle Obama onto the ticket, having maybe Joe Biden retire the day he gets into office and then Michelle Obama, you know, takes over as president. And, you know, the Obama years, Michelle Obama may be nothing like her husband. And she may be a fantastic president. But I, you know, based on what I've seen with her husband, I just don't know if I want more Obamacare or, you know, any of his policies. So at this point, I don't want somebody else replacing Joe Biden running for president. So right now, just kind of let sleeping dogs lie, right? Or, I mean, running for, you know, the Democratic, you know, presidential ticket. I would just say let sleeping dogs lie, okay? We'll talk about it after the election. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So have you guys seen the clashes? The land of the free. Healthcare workers are being heckled. Now, to this, I want to say a hell to the no. Apparently, nurses were clashing with anti-lockdown protesters. Now, mind you, okay, look, a lot of us medical professionals do believe that some of these lockdowns were beyond constitutional, see, and here I go again. I'm trying, what I want, the word I'm trying to think of, okay, so this is not a Biden moment, but the word I'm trying to think of is constitutional protection. What the Constitution is supposed to protect you, this was beyond what, you know, was supposed to be allowed. Let's just say that, okay? And I, you know what it is? I don't know. Man, I watched a lot of Netflix this weekend, honestly. I really wasn't very literally active, so forgive me for my lack of verbiage. But you have now people, I think, fighting the wrong people, okay? Nurses should not be clashing with anti-lockdown protesters. Those two groups are actually more symbiotic than you think, all right? You know, nurses and doctors and all that, we want coronavirus to go away just as fast as you, all right? We're just doing our jobs. Our jobs is to do what the CDC tells us. You know, make sure people stay safe. Make sure people avoid, you know, getting affected. You know, having now family members with coronavirus, not my immediate family, but in-laws and distant family, you know, knowing of people whose relatives died of this. I mean, as a doctor, I'm going to tell you, this is a deadly disease. And you don't want to get it, and you don't want your loved one to get it. But as an American citizen, I don't think our Constitution should have been thrown out the window to contain this thing. If we ignore the Constitution, and if we let government do whatever they want, every time there's an infectious disease, then every flu season, we're going to be losing our rights. So I think there is a fine line. However, unfortunately, the groups that were kind of clashing were the protesters and then some healthcare workers. And demonstrations were in Colorado, the Capitol, Tennessee, Oregon, Illinois, California, Montana, Washington State. And so, you know, people are grumpy out there. And I guess it's titled Operation Gridlock. And Operation Gridlock is a demonstration, the largest of which took place in Denver, where hundreds of protesters ignored social distancing guidelines, according to the Daily Mail, and they huddled together on the lawn of the state capitol, waving flags, emblazoned with slogans such as, "Your health does not supersede my right, freedom forever, or freedom over fear, and I would rather risk coronavirus than socialism." So protesters were calling on Governor Polis. They called him a tyrant, insisted that the ongoing economic cost of the shutdown was no longer worth the few lives it would save. No resistance for the protesters. There were some healthcare workers that stood in the street. They were in their scrubs and face masks. They were countering the protests. But, you know, here's the problem. I mean, and this is why this isn't a very, very easy thing to talk about as a doctor. All right, I'm seeing a different side of coronavirus. I'm not as brave as these healthcare workers that are taking care of coronavirus patients, you know, in the ICU. And mind you, I think a lot of protesters also really appreciate what the healthcare workers are doing. I think the media is making it look like it's protesters against healthcare workers. Most people that are not happy with the lockdown are loving medical professionals right now, and grocery store workers and gas station attendants, okay? You know, but where I'm seeing things, my look is a little, I get a little different view. I'm getting the view of the people who are in their houses and they're not getting medical care. I'm getting people with abdominal pain, with chest pain, saying, "I can't go to the doctor." And I'm like, "Yes, you can. The ERs are there for you." "Nope. They're saying not to come." And I'm like, "I don't think they're saying that. Maybe some are, maybe some aren't." And so I'm worried about the mortality of the people not going to the doctor, not going to the hospitals. There was somebody with a horrible infection just consuming their abdomen, and I said, "Why didn't you go days ago? You have to go to the hospital." And they're like, "I couldn't go to the hospital because of the coronavirus thing." And I'm like, okay, there are thousands of other illnesses and deadly illnesses besides coronavirus. We need access to our hospitals. And so, I think these lockdowns can do more harm than good. So my position would be to start easing up on the lockdowns when we think we could, you know, get a little bit more of a handle of coronavirus. Unfortunately, it's going to mean that people are still going to die. You know, Dr. Oz was under fire for being on Sean Hannity talking about reopening, you know, schools and you know, I get what he was saying, but, you know, it didn't come out well, you know, and, you know, we're all kind of tired, we're all overworked, we're all, you know, interviewing, you know, hours a day and, you know, doing whatever we're doing hours a day. I got to tell you, when this lockdown ends, I'm going to be exhausted. I really need a vacation. It is exhausting, you know, with all the patients you're seeing and everything you're doing. But, you know, he had said, look, you know, for kids to be able to be kids and schools to be reopened, yes, there are going to, you know, there is going to be a death rate, you know, still. And it didn't really go that well, and I'll tell you his exact quote later. But I get what he was saying. You know, kids have been going to school with people dying. You know, do we stop kids going to school? Do we stop people getting their diabetes taken care of or their, you know, stroke addressed? I mean, how many other illnesses are being, you know, created from this? The 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Now with orders. forced to stay at home. Public health concerns. The reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Senate gaveling into a pro forma session on Monday on Capitol Hill as lawmakers continue to discuss the Paycheck Protection Program and adding more funding to that program. One thing that is for sure in that program, according to Republican Senator Rick Scott of Florida, the small businesses that receive the money are going to be the ones that need it the most.
Well, here, first off, we need to replenish it. But the way I look at this is, businesses that did not even see a significant downturn in the revenues, they shouldn't get it. Because look at what they did to our smallest companies. They couldn't even apply until just a few days before the money ran out.
The Supreme Court ruled on Monday that juries in state criminal trials must be unanimous to convict the defendant, settling a quirk of constitutional law that had allowed divided votes to result in convictions in two states. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Many of you have calls, questions, comments. If I'm not live, we do have an answer line. So let's go to those right now. 1-877-DOCADALY or 1-877-362-3254.
Hello, Doc. My name is Pat, and I heard while I was on Facebook, and there's a Dr. Rashid, R-A-S-H-I-D, A. Buttar, B-U-T-T-A-R. Mm-hmm. And he was talking about Dr. Fauci, and I Googled him, And it's kind of scary what his past experience is. So I'd appreciate if you could investigate a little bit or have somebody on your staff investigate, because sounds like he's causing problems. Thanks again. Love your show. Bye-bye.
Colleen, well, I appreciate you calling. I will look into it, absolutely. My opinion on Fauci has been kind of mixed, because I wouldn't want that job. I would not want that job of having to be the focal point of this whole coronavirus epidemic and then have to play it safe, not only politically, but medically. You know, for those people kind of late to the party on what's been going on with Dr. Fauci. Dr. Fauci is he's an MD. He was, he was an advisor to over six presidents, right, on HIV and AIDS. He's an infectious disease specialist. He also, provides his expertise on transplantation, autoimmune disorders, respiratory diseases, diarrheal diseases, Ebola, Zika, and he advises on global health issues. And these global health experts, are tricky positions, because you got that position because you were political. Okay, I don't play the political game that well. Okay, I have to have my allegiance to medicine or to patients. And so he had a very difficult job in this realm, because for a doctor, our job isn't the economy. Our job is the patients. So if somebody says, look, we have a disease that's affecting people, people without symptoms can spread it. We are being told that people are dying. We're not being told how many, because China is not telling people how many. He then, a week ago, makes a statement saying, look, we probably should have social distanced earlier. So he played Monday morning quarterback. Now, I don't know why he was goaded into saying that. I don't know why he was asked that, because now he's in a position where he looks like he's bucking the president. Doesn't look good. All right? When you're in an administration, the administration is, trying to show that they have done exactly what they're supposed to. When a doctor says, nah, we should have done it sooner, it implies we lost lives. And it implies that, the opposite to critics of the Trump administration. Saying, well, even Dr. Fauci said that, the Trump administration messed up and cost lots of lives. And that's not what he said. But he said he would have imposed social distancing rules earlier that could have slowed the spread. Now, here's the problem with that statement, and which is why I have to be careful when I'm ever asked about what I would have done differently. We only had the knowledge that we had. And China wasn't giving us jack diddly squat. We also were in the midst of flu season. And with flu season, we have a lot of people die. Peak flu season is January and February. So even if Dr. Fauci did say back in February, guys, can we social distance? Can we, nobody was going to do that. Even in March, people were like, you're doing what? You're going to tell us not to work? What? We're going to lose our health insurance now? So I don't think in February you would have really had most of America on board with this. This was the first time we did a shutdown. And again, I'm not sitting here defending Fauci. I'm not sitting here insulting him. Criticizing him. I know there's been a lot of debate and controversy over Dr. Fauci. But, when you're a doctor, your allegiance is to patients, to your medical board, to the medical profession. And then your allegiance is supposed to be politically. So, you know, him making the comment, we could have social distanced earlier. Yeah, that's something, you know, somebody medical would say, not somebody political. Yeah, but he's not a politician, so we're not going to like what he has to say. Same thing with him predicting or forecasting the number of deaths. When I heard that he predicted 200,000, I was like, but I knew why he did it. Because if a doctor predicts less and it doesn't happen, they get in trouble. So if you ask me how many months do I think you have to live, all right, I'm not going to say I think you're going to be dead in 2 weeks. You know, I'm going to say, you know, I think you have, you know, anywhere between now and a month. You see how you do kind of that, you give a little bit of an overestimation. You know, you 6 to 9 months. You think they're going to die in 6 months, you tell them 6 to 9. Because if they die in 2 months, you're in trouble. So you need to be as accurate as possible, but you can't under. So overestimating, you know, Fauci saying, you know, all right, we're only going to have 10,000 deaths and now there's more, he's out. But if he says we're going to have 100,000 deaths and there's less, he still saves the job. So we always overshoot. That's not really, you know, that doesn't surprise me. But, you know, when you hear people say, well, you know, we should have social distanced sooner, that if it's not an argument that makes any sense, it's moot because, one, we didn't have proper information from China. Two, we were in the middle of flu season, and people died during flu season. Flu season, you know, always taxes hospitals. Hospitals are always standing room only. That's what the flu does. And it's very interesting because in the news right now, it makes it seem like the flu went away completely, you know, December 31st. The flu did not go away completely. People had flu. Where are those numbers? So, you know, now, would social distancing help prevent flu? Yeah, but what? But where I'm nervous about people criticizing Dr. Fauci for that statement is if we have, or for him making that statement, if the big, shall we say, soundbite that's going to be later used in future media is, well, we should have social distanced sooner, then are we going to be flipping the switch every single fall, whether it's coronavirus or not? See, now that we've done social distancing, that's now a government option. At any time, they could say, all right, guys, you know what, flu's killing, whatever, we're going to, you know, we heard of a child that died of possible coronavirus. This coronavirus does affect kids, but flu affects kids 10 times more. What happens when the first pediatric flu death happens, God forbid, this fall? Parents are going to say, wait a second, you shut down the schools for coronavirus, and now we have kids dying of flu. Shut down the schools now. And if the schools get shut down, then parents need to stay home with the kids, and this happens all over again. So, I want to hear from you, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Whoever is in Fauci's role, I don't know who would be better. Honestly, I think he's done as good a job as he can. He's been saying everything a doctor would say, where, well, you know, you can't go back too soon. You can't. I mean, you know, he's saying everything medically correct, roughly. You know, it's just not an easy job. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
All right, we are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877. Doc Dolly, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So Mark Zuckerberg, right, founder of Facebook, unveils a new coronavirus tracking site with a map created from people who are self-reporting symptoms. And he says he sees a lot of highlights of little clusters, some even near ski resorts. Well, that's kind of interesting, but again, you know, if you're going to, you know, have to anchor down somewhere, you might as well be in a pretty place like a ski resort. So he has unveiled this coronavirus heat map, powered by user data, which is aimed at helping track the spread of disease and plan for reopening society. The map, developed by researchers at Carnegie Mellon University, is based on responses to survey which ask Facebook and Google users to self-report COVID-19 symptoms. The researchers say that the responses, when combined with other figures, such as medical claims and medical testing, can provide a more comprehensive view of the coronavirus pandemic than positive tests alone, and at a much faster rate. So the first map was released Monday, and it was based on more than 2 million responses from users across the United States over a trial period of 10 days earlier this month. And Zuckerberg said that after seeing how accurately the trial data matched known outbreaks in the U.S., researchers are taking expanding the COVID CAST project worldwide with help from the University of Maryland. So, across the globe, the users are going to see a pop-up at the top of their Facebook profile with a link to the survey. That includes questions about common symptoms like fever, shortness of breath, cough, and loss of smell. So Zuckerberg wrote, as the world fights COVID-19 and countries develop plans to reopen their societies, it's critical to have a clear understanding of how the disease is spreading. With a community of billions of people globally, Facebook can uniquely help researchers and health authorities get the information they need to respond to the outbreak and start planning for recovery. So, you know, this heat map, very interestingly, doesn't seem to coincide as much as the coronavirus current map that we see with New York Times, because with these cases, many of these are people reporting symptoms, but maybe they haven't been tested. So if you're home and you're doing what you're supposed to and you haven't really called a doctor and you've just kind of been, you know, laying low and doing your own thing, that nobody knows that you have it. And so here they are able to have a means to tell somebody, look, I got these symptoms, but one of you had asked about, you know, there being a registry. This was an interesting email I got this weekend. Hold on. I don't know if I could pull it up. One of you wanted to know if the government was going to keep data and keep tabs on who has coronavirus and can that come back to haunt you later. So here's the thing. All right, I am assuming that everybody's been exposed, okay? Just like with flu and the common cold. I think because of the numbers, there's too many people, you know, that would be on that list. So if there's concerns about the coronavirus resurging and those people needing to go into quarantine, because there's so many, they would just say national shutdown. So, do I think you have to be concerned if you're on a list because you got the test? I don't. You know, I understand that there's, you know, a lot of concerns about the government and people don't trust the government and being on lists and things like that. But our medical records are already out there, you know, I see why it's a concern, but I think because there's so many, you know, if they did have to furlough anybody that had coronavirus in the past, that's basically most of the country. So I think you're okay. I wouldn't be fearful to go and get the test if you need it. You know, it's a killer disease. But it is interesting to show that in this map that he has here, there were high symptom rates in Colorado's Summit County, Idaho's Blaine County, home to Sun Valley, Navajo County in New Mexico. Navajo Nation has seen a large COVID-19 outbreak. You see counties surrounding New York City. A lot of, you know, attention has been given to New York City, but you got people around there that's also reporting. And so, you know, what Facebook is doing is at least they're looking like they're being active, and that looks like they are helping. You know, one thing you've noticed is many companies and stars and all that, they kind of don't know where to go from here. You know, they need to, you know, stay relevant, but they also need to look like they're helping. Everybody wants to look like they're helping in some way. And so, you know, Facebook luckily can provide tons of data. Facebook has access to people and has access to people being able to do surveys all the time. Now, my problem with surveys is you will have people that will not give proper information. They'll think it's a joke, whatever. But hopefully most people are being pretty, you know, pretty honest. So it'll be interesting to see. Now, where are we with numbers? Well, according to Worldometers, for coronavirus cases, globally, we're at 2.4 million deaths, 167,000, 638,000 have recovered. In the U.S. alone, we've had 768,900 cases, so about 770,000 cases that have been tested, right, that came up positive, 41,000 deaths. Spain is at about 200,000 cases, 20,000 deaths. Italy, 178,000 cases, 23,000 deaths. So Spain is coming close to Italy's numbers now. France, 152,000 cases, 90,000 deaths. Germany, 146,000 cases, 4,600 deaths. The UK jumped to 124,000 cases, 16,000 deaths. When you look at the individual states, yeah, I wanted to bring that up. Apparently, oh, this is interesting. North Korea has now said, oh, yeah, we've had some cases. Really? Really? Now, in the dead of April, they are now admitting, oh, you know, we do have some cases. But they have this whole time said they haven't. I don't know how many cases they've had reported. Let me see here. Let me see if I can pull this up. That was very, that was just kind of very timely. Let me see. Oh, I post a lot of stuff. All right. They said some, I apologize, my internet is very slow because everybody's home and on the internet. But they say cases of coronavirus have now been confirmed within the secretive North Korea. There have been confirmed cases in, Pyongyang, South Hwanghae Province, and North Hamgyong. The news obviously comes after they have been denying this for months. But North Korean authorities have revealed to citizens of public lectures that there were confirmed cases in the country as early as the end of March. So Radio Free Asia reported the latest news on late Friday. It detailed how lectures and speaking to organizations and neighborhood watch groups said there were cases in the country, but they didn't give numbers. So, so if you thought that, okay, well, being on lockdown or, you know, being under a communist or fascist regime, protected people, it might have protected them, you know, to a better degree than others, but by no means is that anything we want to mimic. They still have cases. New York still leading the pack with 247,000 cases, 18,000 deaths. Then comes New Jersey with 85,000 cases, 4,200 deaths. Massachusetts, 38,000 cases, 1,700 deaths. Pennsylvania, 33,000 cases, 1,200 deaths. And California, 31,000 cases. With 1,100 deaths. Now, California numbers have skyrocketed. Now, why? Well, we don't know if it's because maybe there's more reporting. Maybe, you know, what California might have done originally is not report anybody that wasn't tested. And now the CDC is saying, no, even if they weren't tested and you think it was, you could go ahead and call it. But California's numbers definitely jumped. When we come back, we're going to talk about how in Vegas some of the casinos want to reopen and what that's going to look like. Also, students are suing. They have not stayed quiet when it comes to what's going on with schools, and colleges are now going to be upping their fees for students. Is college going to start being less popular? 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy.
created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.